Shalom everyone, Parashat Bo, a very dramatic portion when we're going to read about the three last plagues and of course the Exodus. It's finally happening. We are being released from Egypt. We are going to go to our freedom and all the problems that are going to happen from now are going to be under a different structure. We're not slaves anymore. In the midst of the Parasha, we encounter the obligation to tell the story to our children. It's important to pass the torch and the knowledge of what happened to us, how we were slaved, how we were redeemed, and all the different stories in between. And it's great. But really, when you think about it, at the Jewish core, the story of the Exodus takes a huge chunk. We literally remember the Exodus day and night. We do the Kiddush on the Sabbath, and we always say, this is a memory for the Exodus. We celebrate a week of Passover. And every major holiday and event, the story of the Exodus returns and we replay it and we talk about it. Why? Nachmanides on this week's parasha gives a very important basic explanation and he says as follows. He says that everything you see in this world, everything we're doing, all the big factors of life brings you back into one single thing. Recognizing God. Recognizing we were born by God, we were created by Him, and He makes us live our life. And in the midst of that, there's another purpose for the people of Israel. In the book of Isaiah, chapter 43, verse 21, the people I formed for myself, that they might declare my pride. The nation of Israel is there to declare the pride and the glory of what God manifested to them. The whole Bible is a story of how God brought us into different actions until we were able to stand in front of the world, in our land, in our midst. So when you really go down into the nation of Israel, you understand something very, very fundamentally important. Our story is recognizing God and praising God. That's the purpose. That's the goal. This is what we are here to do. We are being called Jews. In Hebrew, Yehudim. Simple to know. We always talk about it. That the words come from Judea, Yehuda. It's not only a tribe. It's also a region in Israel. But if you go back to the roots of the name Yehuda, the name, the tribe of Judah, the son of Leah, the verse says very clearly in the book of Genesis, "Apam udeh et Hashem, I will thank God, Yehuda, from the word todah, from the word to declare thanks." So if really when you think about it, you're boiling it down, the word Yehudim that we're being called, and it's not important if we're the tribe of Levite or we're the tribe of Reuven or any other tribe, we're always going to be connected to the tribe of Yehuda. Saying thank to Hashem that brought us to this moment. Yehuda, recognizing God's fulfillment of us. Every morning in our prayers and every afternoon and every evening, we talk about praising Hashem, praising God over and over again. Recognizing and saying thanks. Praising Hashem for everything He brings us, everything He created, everything He does for us. And this is where it gets complicated. Because the truth is, this matter of recognizing God and thanking Him is a very fundamental issue in Judaism, which is almost in the contrast to what Egypt is doing. Because when you're recognizing that somebody, something did good for you, and you thank Him, you understand this is a very basic way to live life. Understand nobody owes you a thing. And when somebody acts in a kind, in an action that helps you, you need to praise him. You need to thank him. Egypt represents the opposite. The book of Exodus starts with a new king that is being ruled over Egypt and he doesn't know Joseph. He doesn't recognize Joseph. Joseph, the second in command that helped this nation to become such a strong, vibrant nation, help you with the economy. How come you don't learn history? Yes, this is a nation that looks in the back and doesn't even recognize the great people of the nation that helped them be what they are. And more than that, the verse that Pharaoh says over and over, who is God that I'm going to hear his name? Who is God that I'm going to call his mercy to send his people? Asking and questioning and not recognizing God is the main factor. God who gives good and you don't recognize and you don't praise him. All of that is the complete opposite when we're talking about the Exodus specifically, and in very different details, we see how the Jewish people are taking, recognizing, and thanking to the extreme. We'll give examples. Last week portion, when we read about the portion of the plague of blood and frogs and lice, we saw a very interesting thing. While Moses and Aaron were recognized and were told that this plague is going to start, if you go to the verse, you will notice that the one that took the staff and hit the ground or hit the water was actually Aaron and not Moses. The Midrash gives us the secret of why it happened, why Moses didn't do that. Because it said that Moses had to say praise and thank the ground, the soil, when, if you remember in the beginning of his story, he fights with this Egyptian and he buries him in the ground. The same ground that buried the person you murdered, you killed, you cannot hit it. You cannot not recognize the good it did to you. Look how strong recognizing good that was made for you is there. That even the soil that you can say there's no soul in it, still, it's so important. And the water where? Of course, when he was a baby on the Nile, and his mother puts him in a basket, the water saved his life. Therefore, how can you beat the water that saved you? This is how strong saying thank you and praising what was good for you, even the soil, even the water. And it doesn't stop there. Even in this week portion, we see and recognize how we need to look in different objects and see how they do good for you. And you cannot dismiss that. You should respect that. It says on verse 11:7 in the Exodus about how the dogs won't bark at the people of Israel leaving Egypt. Okay, so they won't bark. Later on, in the other part of the Torah, we will see that when we're going to shecht an animal and it's not going to be kosher, we should give it to the dogs. Interesting. We remember how the dogs were good to us when they didn't bark in the Exodus, so we are commanded to do something good for them as well. Recognize them. Bring them. Bless them. And finally, I think in the most bizarre way, is in this week portion, once again, when we are being asked to go to the neighbors, to the Egyptians, and borrow for them vessels, gold, clothes. It's connected to God's promise to the Abraham that after all the years of suffering and being slaves, we will live with a lot of possessions. Therefore, the question is being asked, why do we need to go and ask from them? Why shouldn't we steal? Why shouldn't we take? Might what people would say, it's the only fair that we would take everything we need to have. We worked for them for so many years. They tortured us. And now we need to go and knock on the doors and ask them for a favor? Listen to the deep answer that summarizes everything and tell you how much we should appreciate even the minor acts of goodness that we gained. And it says, the Midrash says, that in the end of the day, even though we were slaves, even though we were tortured all those years, in the end of the day, we were guests at the Egyptians' homes. We lived there as guests. When we had nowhere to go, we were welcomed, of course, to be taking advantage of us. But nevertheless, we were still guests. So for all those years of recognizing we lived next to them, even though we were tortured, we couldn't go and just steal. We couldn't just go and take. We should have knocked on the door and looked for it. I want to summarize how. All the manners that we talked about today is recognizing good that happened to you. And it's true with friendships. It's ruining your family. When you are emphasizing the good that people are giving you, it's a different level. Even minor things, even things we talked about that are soulless. It's the ground. It's the water. We should look at the world around us and recognize the good that gives us. And we practice that, we also going to practice trusting God, thanking God, and putting Him part of our life. You know why we repeat the Exodus over and over again? Because it was the biggest act of kindness, the biggest act of mercy that was given from God. And we should thank that, and we should praise that, and we should never forget. And if it was this big, huge thing that was given to us, we should also remember day by day how much good we're benefiting from God Almighty. Shabbat Shalom.